Good morning and welcome to Overeaters Anonymous, a Vision for You Big Book Study. My name is Kathy Kay and I am a recovered compulsive overeater. Today is Monday, October 9th, 2023. Today we are reading from the Big Book and we are on page 157, the seventh paragraph down. Today's readers are Letty G. reading the 12 Steps, Alex K. reading the 12 Traditions. Reading the text are Cheryl S., Shelley E., and Bonnie B. And our share IDs for the last two meetings, yesterday, October 8th, the special edition meeting, the share ID is 20,725 or 20725. And this morning's the share ID is 20,726 or 20726. Our newcomer greeter today will be Lorraine N., and Lois P. will be making announcements. OA Preamble. Overeaters Anonymous is a fellowship of individuals who, through shared experience, strength, and hope, are suffering from compulsive overeating. We welcome everyone who wants to stop eating compulsively. There are no dues or fees for members. We are self-supporting through our own contributions, neither soliciting nor accepting outside donations. OA is not affiliated with any public or private organization, political movement, ideology, or religious doctrine. We take no position on outside issues. To abstain from compulsive overeating and compulsive food behaviors, and to carry the message of recovery through the 12 steps of OA to those who still suffer. Our sole purpose, OA's fifth tradition states, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive overeater who still suffers. At A Vision for You Big Book Study, our message is that people who suffer from compulsive overeating can recover through abstinence and the practice of the 12 steps and 12 traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. I will now ask Letty G. to read the 12 steps of OA. Good morning, Letty.
Good morning, Kathy, and good morning to all that are on this meeting. These are the 12 steps. Number one, we admitted we were powerless over food, that our lives had become unmanageable. Two, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Three, made a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. Four, made a searching and fearless moral inventory of ourselves. Five, admitted to God, to ourselves, and to another human being the exact nature of our wrongs. Six, we're entirely ready to have God remove all these defects of character. Seven, humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. Eight, made a list of all persons we had harmed and became willing to make amends to them all. Nine, made direct amends to such people wherever possible, except when to do so would injure them or others. 10, continue to take personal inventory, and when we were wrong, promptly admitted it. 11, sought through prayer and meditation to improve our conscious contact with God as we understood him, praying only for his knowledge and the power to carry that out. And 12, having had a spiritual awakening as a result of these steps, we tried to carry this message to compulsive overeaters and to practice these principles in all our affairs. Thank you very much for letting me do service. And I forgot to mention, I'm Letty. I'm a compulsive overeater and living in recovery today. Thank you. And I pass.
Thank you, Letty G., for your service. I will now ask Alex K. to read the 12 traditions of OA. Good morning, Alex.
Thank you. Alex K. in California, compulsive eater. Grateful to be recovered just for today. The 12 traditions. 1, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon OA unity. 2, for our group purpose, there is but one ultimate authority, a loving God as he may express himself in our group conscience. Our leaders are but trusted servants. They do not govern. 3, the only requirement for OA membership is a desire to stop eating compulsively. 4, each group should be autonomous except in matters affecting other groups or OA as a whole. 5, each group has but one primary purpose, to carry its message to the compulsive eater who still suffers. 6, an OA group will never endorse, finance, or lend the OA name to any related facility or outside enterprise, lest problems of money, property, and prestige divert us from our primary purpose. 7, every OA group ought to be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. 8, Overeaters Anonymous should remain forever non-professional, but our service centers may employ special workers. 9, OA as such ought never be organized, but we may create service boards or committees directly responsible to those they serve. 10, Overeaters Anonymous has no opinion on outside issues. Hence, the OA name ought never be drawn into public controversy. 11, our public relations policy is based on attraction rather than promotion. We need always maintain personal anonymity at the level of press, radio, films, television, other public media of communication. 12, anonymity is the spiritual foundation of all these traditions, ever reminding us to place principles before personalities. Thank you. Grateful to do service.
Thank you, Alex K., for your service. Okay, how our meeting works. Our meeting focuses on the direction for recovery described in the Big Book of Alcoholics Anonymous. We read a paragraph or two from the literature and then stop and share on what was read. Anyone can share, but we ask that you keep your sharing to the topic and literature we are discussing, and that you keep your share to approximately 3 minutes. Singleness of purpose reminds us to identify as compulsive overeaters only. Our abstinence requirement for moderators is 1 year, and for readers is 6 months. There is no abstinence requirement for sharing on topic. This meeting does request that your sharing be directly linked to what was read. We are sharing what the directions in the Big Book mean to us. To share, press star 1 to unmute. Once you are done sharing, let us know by saying pass, and then press star 1 to mute your phone. In order to have a quiet meeting, everyone's phone except the speaker should be muted. Today, we resume our study of the Big Book on page 157, the 7th paragraph down, and I will ask Cheryl S. to get us started. Good morning, Cheryl.
Good morning. This is Cheryl S. from Nevada, gratefully recovered, and this weekend I'm in Arizona with my family. The two friends spoke of their spiritual experience and told him about the course of action they carried out. He interrupted, "I used to be strong for the church, but that won't fix it. I've prayed to God on hangover mornings and sworn that I'd never touch another drop, but by 9 o'clock, I'd be boiled as an owl." So first of all, I love the terminology and the phraseology in the Big Book. And I love, I'd be boiled as an owl. For me, it would be by 9 o'clock, I'd be stuffed as a turkey. And this, what this means to me, what this talks about is Bill and Bob basically have their first prospect. And he's a real corker, it tells us earlier. He has been locked up 8 times in the last 6 months. And currently they had him strapped down tight, so he must have been in a straitjacket or in restraints in a hospital bed. And he has spent the last couple of days basically countering everything that Bill and Bob have said. It won't work for me, can't do this, can't do that. And now they're getting down, and they're laughing, which is driving him a little bit crazy, it sounds like. And now they're telling him about their spiritual experience and actually getting into what they had to do to get that spiritual experience. And right off the bat, he says, that's not going to work for me. I used to be strong for church and I've prayed and blah, blah, blah. And I, you know what? I understand that. I came into this program with a God and a very strong faith. But you know what? It wasn't enough. And it says it right at the beginning of this paragraph when they say, they spoke of their spiritual experience and told him about the course of action they carried out. And step 12 even says, having had a spiritual experience as the result. And we don't get the result, we don't get the spiritual experience unless we've done the work, unless we've cleaned up the wreckage of the past. And steps 4, 5, 8, and 9. And unless we have looked at who we really are and who we want to be in steps 6 and 7. And then we go on to steps 10 and 11. And we get to practice those principles every single day. And we get to become the person that God wants us to be. And we get to be free of the burdens of this disease. And I'm so excited because right after this paragraph, starting tomorrow, something happened to this man between this conversation with him and what happens the next day. And it's a search and rescue mission by God. And he performs a miracle on this man's heart. And we'll find out what happens tomorrow. Thank you. With that, I pass.
Thank you so much, Cheryl S., for getting us started this morning. Okay, we are now going to begin our sharing. Please note that you're welcome to, anyone is welcome to share. We simply ask that if you shared in the last 2 days, please allow others to jump in first. So who would like to share on what Cheryl just read?
Janice K.
Janice K.
Vanessa G.
Vanessa G.
Jan L.
Jan L.
Could you say what page and paragraph we're on again, please?
Sure. It's page 157, the 7th paragraph down, which begins, "The two friends spoke." Who else would like to share?
Kelly T.
Kelly G.
T is in time.
Oh, T is in time. Kelly T. Thank
yeah.
you.
Pearl
Anyone?
R.
Pearl R. Okay. We'll stop there and take more names later. Okay. Let's begin with Janice K. Good morning, Janice.
Good morning, all. This is Janice K. in Oregon. I think that these two paragraphs or two statements represent the difference between where I used to be and where I am now. What I can tell you absolutely about a spiritual experience is that I am not in charge. what I can tell you about where I used to be is that I may have prayed for relief from food, from my feelings, but I thought I was in charge. What I can tell you, I'm not in charge. I was in a meeting yesterday, and we had an academic observer present. And he introduced himself and said he wanted to check us out as a self-help program. And I had to tell him that in my experience, this is not self-help. This is applied spirituality. And what it is how to ask for, receive, and institute divine intervention in my life. I don't get to be in charge anymore. And to the extent that I take my will back, I suffer for it. So that's my experience in where I was and where I am now. I would rather be where I am now. Thank you for listening. I pass.
Thank you so much, Janice K. Vanessa G., please share with us.
Hi, everyone. This is Vanessa G., recovered in New Mexico. And, you know, the sentence in these two paragraphs that stands out to me is, I used to be strong for the church, but that won't fix it. And I'm one of those people who spent many, many years in OA and didn't find a permanent recovery. And if you had asked me, I probably would have said, I used to be strong for OA, but that won't fix it. And I had, over the years, you know, when I came to OA, I was fresh off the steps in another program, you know, really riding high on my spiritual experience, and had about, I don't know, almost a year in that other program. Came to OA and got what I thought was abstinence immediately. I was pretty much a normal weighted person, you know, and lost a few more pounds and thought, you know, I've got it. This is it. And then things changed. And over the years, I would find what I thought was recovery and I'd lose it. And then the last few years before I found Vision, I just slowly lost my faith too. I used to be strong for OA and just decided that it wasn't going to fix it for me. Tough to start losing your faith, start losing your ability to pray or even believe again after, you know, having been given such a great gift in the beginning. And it wasn't until someone outlined this program that we do according to the big book and according to total and complete abstinence, that I felt like I had come home again and that I had found HP again. And so far, I think, you know, well, not even so far. I know it's working. It's different. And that's because, you know, you fellows shared with me, and it's my turn to share with others this great gift. I really appreciate you all being here for me today. I just really want to say thank you for bringing this message to me and helping me be strong for OA again. Thanks.
Thank you, Vanessa G. Jan L., please share with us. Jan L., press *1 to unmute.
Can I be heard?
Yes.
Hi, okay, Jan. Hi, I'm Jan L. from Florida, and I don't know where to start. Let me start with this. I've relapsed again. Vision is the answer for me. It helped me get all the recovery that I did have and all the step work that I did with a sponsor, a couple of sponsors that I met locally, but they sponsored me according to the big book. But honestly, I always had some little bit of control. I believe, even though I really am sure that I know nothing today, that I don't really want to start over on the steps. I'm going to get a vision sponsor from that follows the vision program. But I believe that was not completely free of the obsession, even though in relation to this paragraph, I was having a spiritual experience, but I never weighed and measured, even though I had given up so many foods, allergic foods, that I thought that was enough, but my behaviors were still a problem from time to time, and the obsession was never completely, it didn't stay gone. So anyhow, I've been in OA for 30 plus years, mostly outside of vision, and I'm determined to get a vision sponsor. I'm scared. I'm scared I'll fail. I'm scared I won't surrender like I have to, but I'm just going to move forward. So I'm just grateful to hear this meeting. I know I realized I was planning on trying to get a sponsor from this meeting, but I think I'm supposed to listen to the 8 a.m. meeting, so I'll do that tomorrow because I missed it today. And usually I just listen to recorded meetings, but I just wanted to speak out as honestly as I could today. And thank you all. And I'm just so blessed that I have a place where I can hear free and recovered people and just try to do this one day at a time, even though I'm scared. Thanks.
Thank you, Jan L., and do keep coming back. You can get a sponsor tomorrow, and if there's time at the end of the meeting today, you might be able to get some names as well. Okay, Kelly T., please share with us.
Thank you, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Thank you. So I'm Kelly, and I am definitely an overeater. I have been coming to meetings hit and miss now for about, well, since the end of May. And so I'm not going to say I'm coming back because I haven't really got any sobriety. So I had a conversation. So the reading today just hit me right in the face where it said about, you know, I've had much church experience and, you know, you're not going to be able to tell me anything. Well, let me tell you, that is me. But I come from another fellowship that I have long-term sobriety in, and I'm thinking, how in the world, you know, I just have to do better. You know, I just have to, like, you know, this man, I have to just follow the principles of this, you know, the other program, and I'll be fine. I'm not fine at all. I don't even know why I'm laughing, probably because I'm nervous. But that reading this morning, wow, and I talked to a member here Friday, they called me, or Thursday, called me in the afternoon and said, well, I'm willing to help you, you know, think about it, you know, then give me a call the next day. I didn't give him a call the next day because I thought about it that day. I had already planned my binge. I mean, really, to be honest, I'm scared to death to stop eating. That I've eaten this way my whole entire life. It's been nothing but trouble for me. And I can't do it. It was killing me. It's physically killing me. I can't continue like this. And so when I heard that reading, I'm so glad I signed in this morning. I made myself a commitment that I was going to be at this 10 o'clock meeting because it works for my schedule and I can come every day, Monday through Friday. And I pray to God I've hit my bottom. I mean, nothing different has happened. I'm not, you know, I don't have any great story of hitting my bottom other than the realization that I'm an overeater and I'm a sugar addict. And I cannot, it scares me, to be honest with you guys. I'm almost, like, I feel like I'm losing my best friend, if that makes any sense at all. Like, it's like a drug to me. You know, I think, well, what am I going to do, you know, without it? Because it's been my comfort and my support for since I was a little girl, and I'm 55 now. So anyways, that reading, I'm willing to do whatever is suggested to me now. Willing, absolutely not willing, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to do it because I have no other, there's no other way. There's nothing else that can help me. And when I heard the reading, when it said, I've already done the church thing, I'm good at the church thing, and what I have, I'm a church member. I go to church every, you know, Sunday. I do everything I need to do there. I'm involved in the 12-step program, but this is what I need. This is the program that I need today. And so here I am again, and I am really glad to be here, and I'm so glad that reading was this morning. I'm going to read that throughout the day. So thank you very much.
Thank you, Kelly T. Pearl R., please share with us.
I can so relate to this. Yeah, I used to think that I could somehow, some way, in my own abilities, figure this thing out because of my pride. And somehow something that I would do would fix this or would change the fact that I am definitely an addict. There's no question about that. The only thing that I can, that I've come to the realization is God gives me His Holy Spirit, and that's how I get self-control. I have to fully be surrendered. I have to fully be open and ready to receive God's gift. Otherwise, in my own power, I'm just like He said here, I am a boiled owl. I am, the food owns me. It runs the show. It will just lead me around like a ring in my nose, and I just do its bidding, and it just takes over. And so I just need to be humble. I need to constantly be in the 12 steps of recovery, because the minute that I think that I am going to be good enough or somehow figure out the answer on my own, I will be flat on my face. And with that, I pass. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you, Pearl R. Okay, for those who came in late to our meeting, just a reminder, we're sharing on two paragraphs on the bottom of page 157, which begins, "The two friends spoke of their spiritual experience." And I am now open to taking some more names. Who would like to share?
Margot B.
Margot B.
Karen E.
Karen E.
Loretta H.
Loretta H.
Joan Marie M.
Joan Marie M.
Deanna C.
Deanna C. Anyone else?
Michelle S.
Michelle S. Okay, let's stop there. Please go ahead, Margot B.
Hi, Margot B. here, compulsive overeater. So grateful. Thank you, everybody, for the service and the comments around the room. And before I crawled into these rooms, and by God's mercy and grace, I had the gift of desperation when I entered. So it was really pretty much after a bunch of bottoms when I first started, like just willing to do anything. And what a gift that was. But what came to my heart as I was listening was, before I got into these rooms, what was I really wanting? Well, the truth is what I wanted was I wanted to eat when I wanted, how much I wanted, whenever I wanted, without the consequences. You know, really, that was the bottom line. Like, I just didn't want to deal with the fallout from compulsively overeating, you know, which then led to the binge-starve cycle and so on and so forth. Even, I guess, retrospectively, maybe touch of exercise, bulimia too, who knows, you know, there's like the list goes on and on. But whatever it was that those behaviors were just a symptom and the core issue was within my thinking, the delusions, the lies and beliefs that I had about myself, people, places and things, the world. And I had to course of action, work this program and continue to do it to smash those delusions and lies a day at a time, a moment at a time, as they come up, and just live, you know, clean house, trust God, be of service, you know, and it's just that inside job to remember, like, oh, you know, I'm really wanting this. What's really going on here, you know? What do I really have to attend to, you know? And a lot, and I need to remember that sometimes it is that physical component of like one's not going to be enough and 100's just, you know, it's just one's too many and 100's just not going to be enough. Like, I want to eat the whole thing. Like, what do I want to do with just, you know, a handful of blah, blah, blah? Well, that ain't going to do it, you know? What, so what's really hurting? Oh, I'm grieving. Oh, I'm feeling sad. Oh, I need to make a phone call so I can pick up all the tools of the program so that I can do what God calls me to do. So and be who he created me to be, not what I think I'm supposed to be or what other people think I'm supposed to be. So thanks for letting me share.
Thank you, Margot B. Karen E., please share with us.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Karen E., compulsive overeater. So this little tiny one-sentence paragraph really jumps out at me. I just very recently completed the 12 steps through the big book and I guess the vision model. And you know, I've had a relationship with my higher power most of my life, and I've been in another program, and I go to church and all the things. And I also, in the beginning, I was really afraid. I was afraid that it wasn't going to work for me. I don't know. I mean, sugar was a friend of mine too. Very early. I mean, my first experience that I just loved those jelly donuts on that Hellman's bakery truck at like 3-4 years old, you know, as my first remembrance. But, you know, today I can say that I had a couple of, experiences just within the last week or two where I was, you know, sugar was there, you know, the sweets, whatever it was, and it just, the thought of it just nauseates me, to be honest. And that's not me. That's not me. That is a spiritual experience for real, among others that I've had with going through the steps in the big book. And so I, you know, being at step 12, and that I feel like this sentence right here just sort of describes that step, you know. And that's what I have to do. And I'm afraid to do that, but I know I have to. So if I want to keep what I've got, I have to give it away. So I'm going to be brave and, you know, and know that God is with me. just like he always has been. And with that, I'll pass.
Thank you, Karen E. Loretta H., please share with us.
Good morning, all, along with my precious God, who is saving my life. Loretta H., recovered in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I wasn't going to share, but I'm on my walk, and the shares have been so profound. And so where my experience has been, sharing about what has been so freely given, much is expected. And I have been blessed and graced only through God, because it says a couple paragraphs later about when he found himself, he found God, and that's what the steps do. And that's where I found I was not strong for the church. I wasn't even strong for OA or AA. But because of my desperation, you know, the gift of desperation, I was able to find God in the rooms. And I told my priest that. And last night I had an experience that I have not had a drink in 45 years. And my sister had her AA. She celebrates on the same day I do. I did not go to AA. I have since, but I came into the rooms of OA first, and I am so grateful for that, because last night, you know, there's all kinds of treats and stuff, and oh my God, I'm just, and it doesn't even faze me, and they look at me, and I have shared my story that I'm in OA, and that's where I came first, and then, and several people after this party actually came up to me and said, can we talk? Oh, my God, was that the gift that keeps on giving? And I said, sure, you know, because this program has saved my life, my eating disorder, and I can identify with Bill and Bob and all the tragedies and the scheming and the conniving and all that with this book. And it says in this book, it will solve all your problems. And not only has it solved my eating problem, because it did teach me how to eat, but it solved the spiritual malady inside of me. And that's where my problem really lies. And since today I know whenever I have a problem, use the steps. God loves me just as I am, but never prevents me from getting better. And that's what the grace of these steps do in all my affairs. At every place. So I'm so grateful for you and this program that is saving my life every single minute as I walk the happy trail of destiny. Goodbye.
Thank you so much, Loretta H. Joan Marie M., please share with us.
Good morning. I'm Joan Marie M., recovered in Nevada by the grace and power of God. I listened this morning's meeting, and it was so powerful. And one person shared what I always could not put into words, how I felt. I've been in and out of the program many, many, many years. 1985 was when I first came in. And I would go out, and the reason would be that I thought by doing the program, okay, somebody needs to be muted.
Yes, would everyone please make sure you're muted? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I thought by doing the program, this is what she said, I was denied.
Joan Marie, I can't hear you. You might have been muted. Can you unmute yourself?
Boy, did I have a hard time with this one. Somebody doesn't want me to say this.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
The enemy of my soul. Okay, so this is what I heard this morning. Someone said that I thought by doing the program, I was denying the cross of Jesus. And that was the reason why I came and went. I just thought that that's what I was doing by coming to the program. And I didn't realize that at the time, that I need it all. I need my church. I need my prayer warriors. I need everything, but I need this program. It brings me back to the God of my understanding that loves me no matter what, that's there for me, that's cheering me on. And he uses this as a tool. And it's all about God, a power greater than myself. Every time I read this book, I see God through the whole thing. And I'm so grateful to be here and to be back and doing what I need to do to stay recovered, being in neutrality around the food, that even though things happen in life, it's a miracle. I don't even think about going to the food. When I came back this time, I could not stop. I cried out to God of my understanding, and I said, I need help. And I had been listening to the program for about, the meeting for about 2 weeks, and I called in, I got a sponsor, I worked the steps, I do what she said the assignments to do, and I got recovered by the grace of God, the power of God. And it says in this book, may you find him now. Then it says we have entered in the realm of the spirit. It's a capital S. It is about God. And it's about believing that he can do it and I can't, and I'm going to let him. Step one, step two, and step three. And as I stepped through those steps, I came to neutrality around the food, and I'm so grateful. It is a miracle because I could not stop. And with that, I pass. Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Joan Marie M. Diana C., please share with us.
Hi, good morning. This is Diana C. from California. I am so grateful that this meeting is happening this morning. The two friends spoke of their spiritual experience and told him about the course of action they carried out. The course of action. I heard somebody say the other day in a meeting, people go to meetings to feel better, but people work a program to get better. And I have been in and out of these rooms for over 30 years, and in December 2020, I hit a bottom that I had never known before. And I just didn't want to live anymore. And I came back to the rooms again, yet another time. And a fellow reached out to me and said that they would sponsor me. And I just told him, I don't think I can do it. I've been trying this for 30 years. I don't think I can do it. And if my sponsor had a dollar for every day that she said, experience has shown, if you will work this simple program as a solution to a complex problem, you will see changes both inside and out. You will see changes both inside and out. One moment at a time, one action at a time, one step at a time, one day at a time. And I believed her because she had the results that I wanted. So I found somebody who had what I wanted, and they did what I did what they said. And over the last 2 years, after 30 years, over the last 2 years, I have been maintaining a normal body weight, living life one day at a time, all of the ups and downs. Life is still life. Just because I hit this normal body weight, it doesn't mean that all of my problems went away. It just means that I have a new way of dealing with life on life's terms. So I just want to say to anybody who's been out there struggling for a long time like I was struggling for 30 years, but I wasn't carrying out the plan of action. And if God can help me do it with the help of my fellows, God can help you do it too. One
action at a time, one day at a time, one moment at a time, one step at a time. That's all you have to do is the next right action. And I promise you, if you work this simple program, carry out this plan of action as a solution to a complex problem, you will see changes both inside and out. And I pass.
Thank you, Deanna C. And Michelle S., you'll be our last share today. So please help us close the meeting. Michelle?
Thank you. This is Michelle S., recovered compulsive overeater in Simi Valley, California. And it's amazing how I just hear my story over and over in these rooms. I have a 20-year-plus addictive eating 12-step journey in different programs. But the difference this time is, in addition to the spiritual experience and the course of action, the total abstinence. Looking back, I've never really had that total abstinence from sugar products, and I'm including the artificial sugar products. And I've never, in the other 12-step food programs I've been in, I've never had the action that I have here in Visions. I've never done the steps the way the big book suggests. I've read the big book front to back many times in the last 20 years, but the programs I was in had their own questions. They had their own way of doing it, and I've never done it this way, and I've never experienced the recovery, the total neutrality around food that I've experienced with Visions. So if you are new to the program, or you're struggling, or you've been in and out for 20 years, like we've heard so much tonight, this morning. Keep coming back, find a sponsor, and work the steps the way the big book suggests. The big book is used all around the world. There's probably people on this phone call all from all around the world. And it works. It's the spiritual experience for me started off with not the craving, not having the cravings, not thinking about food the way I was thinking about it, having that change in my psyche, my physical change and my psyche change, that spiritual experience that I can move through this world and be recovered and not have those addictive personalities around the flour and the sugar. And it's a miracle. It's a miracle that I'm even on bad days. Yesterday was a bad day for me. I just felt icky, and no rhyme or reason, just icky. And I was able to call a fellow, and we laughed. You know, earlier in these pages, we talked about fellows laughing, and it was a good laugh. And I got a little bit out of myself. So thank you. Keep coming back, and thank you for everybody who's on this program, on this phone call, and sharing my story. I've heard it several times today, this morning. Thank you. Pass.
Thank you, Michelle S. And thank you, everyone, who have shared here today, listened here today. I feel very blessed to be part of this meeting. We will now close with the reading from the Big Book on page 164, followed by the Serenity Prayer. Shelley E., would you please read A Vision for You? Our book is meant to be suggestive only.
You bet. Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for your service. Good morning, my fellows. I'm Shelley E., a grateful, recovered, compulsive overeater in Petoskey, Michigan. The Big Book, page 164. Our book is meant to be suggestive only. We realize we know only a little. God will constantly disclose more to you and to us. Ask him in your morning meditation, which you can do each day, for the man who is still sick. The answers will come if your own house is in order. But obviously, you cannot transmit something you haven't got. See to it that your relationship with him is right, and great events will come to pass for you and countless others. This is a great fact for us. Abandon yourself to God as you understand God. Admit your faults to him and to your fellows. Clear away the wreckage of your past. Give freely of what you find. We shall be with you in the fellowship of the Spirit, and you will surely meet some of us as you trudge the road of happy destiny. May God bless you and keep you until then. Thank you for letting me do service.